first Spring Street Theatre on the 2nd of April 1989 with Reanimator. And we were all buddies with Reanimator. We all knew each other. And their drummer, Mark, had been in Rich Rags at the beginning. So we all knew each other. And we did a double header at Spring Street on the 2nd of April, 89 it was. I've actually got the flyer somewhere. And then we, you know, we just started off, you know, Leeds, Huddersfield Bogies, Bradford Frog and Toad, York Fibbers, anything, anywhere that would take us. And we took the attitude, we said we could either work in day jobs and save money and demo, or we can just get out in a van and play to two men and a dog, and then four men and two dogs, you know, until we built it up. And we decided just to get out there and play. And, I mean, fair play to us. Once Kerrang magazine was sold plenty of copies in those days, and a couple of journalists there liked us. So they used to give us quite a lot of copy. And, I mean, by 1992, so we were like, you know, 2.5 years in, we sold out two nights at the Marquee, you know, which is no mean feat for a, you know, there were London bands we knew, up-and-coming bands who couldn't do that. And that's 900 people. And we're coming down to London and we're playing, you know, the Marquee Club, which, you know, a great badge of honour to do that. It's treading on the same boards as Hendrix and the Stones, you know, and there we are doing Friday and Saturday nights. And it was all, yeah, it was all great. And then Nirvana happened and it just killed everybody. We used to do a fan club magazine. And, I mean, as someone once said to us, if they'd had Facebook and the internet when we were around, they said you'd have been massive. Because we understood, I mean, I've worked in strategy and marketing at labels for the last 20 years. And I've always maybe had a little intrinsic kind of understanding of how you create an enthusiasm for a product. And we had a rehearsal, our own rehearsal room on Wincombe Lee. And every once a month, John Stewart would turn up with a big cardboard box full of photocopied sides of A4. And we would sit there with a folding board, having a cup of tea before we started rehearsals, and we'd fold like 500 magazines and staple them. And, you know, this is what we were like.